This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I just want to say something very quickly. I'm waiting on the people who said they were going to leave the country to leave. If Trump was elected, I want them to leave. What is our count on this? Have we looked at it? I'm still waiting on it. They promised us that Trump was going to be such a bad influence, blah, blah, blah. I'm leaving. I don't know who said it. Whoopi Goldberg, a few others. Go. Why are you still here? Let me explain why they're still here, folks. Because it's gotten better. They're not going to tell you that, but it has. It's gotten better for everybody that's not part of the super rich. The super rich are going to continue to do what they do because that's what they do. Their job is to figure out how to hold on to their money. The real job for Donald Trump is to figure out how to get the middle class making money, doing well. And he's already doing that. And so when that happens, as they say, the ocean rises all boats, the tide rises all boats. So everybody's doing well, which means the rich are doing even better. But at least we're closing the gap to some degree. So leave, people. Leave this country for the ones who want to make it great again. Leave. It's funny. They talk all that smack and they do nothing. What else is going on? Let me tell you what's going on. These guys have tried to intimidate us. If we had lost, they would be all, oh, you guys need to settle down. And not that we would be out doing all this stuff. We would know how hopeless it is. Can you imagine? I want you to stop for 1 second because Trump just celebrated 100 days over the weekend. I want you to stop for just a second and ask yourself where we would be right now. What would be your mindset if Hillary Clinton were president? What would have been accomplished? What would people be saying? How would you be feeling right now? I hate to do that to you because it's an ugly thought. But I'm here to tell you, if that had happened, the world would be so different right now. Think about that. How different the world would be. I mean, ridiculous. We wouldn't be, right now, people are looking at this world and they're saying, you know what? The United States is back on top. Would they be saying that with Hillary Clinton? We know the answer. No, not at all. Would we be looking at the unemployment numbers dropping? Would we be talking about the companies that have, you know, that are going to be putting jobs back together, that already are, by the way? Would we be talking about renewing the tax code? Would we be looking at getting rid of Obamacare? What exactly would we be doing? We all know the answer to this. We'd be up a creek. And I'm so happy. I'm so absolutely ecstatic that we did not let that happen. So you're getting all these strange things. The liberals are, you know, the media's in a tiff. I mean, it's funny to watch it. Because Trump can do nothing right. What happened? Here was a headline I saw. Why people leave $200,000 a year jobs. Now, I didn't click on it because it was a Washington Post or one of them. I can't remember which, but it was WAPO. Why do people leave $200,000 a year jobs? And I said to myself, because they're leftists. Now, I'm not telling people work only for money. No. If you find something you're happy with, you should be fine. But you know what this the piece of the gist of the article, because I can only see the piece, you know, the snippet, if you will, was that these people didn't feel like they were being treated well. They felt like their jobs were taking them for granted. Now these are people who want to do the jobs. These are high tech jobs in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. $200,000 to $250,000 a year, and they say people just walk away from them. They're too demanding. They're this, that, and the other. And I think to myself, said no conservative ever. No true conservative. A true conservative, he's doing something that he's trained to do and he likes doing it. You pretty much got to beat it out of him to leave. Because he'll look at it and say, you know what? I'm going to become very valuable at this. I'll go out and I'll become a consultant or whatever. They're not leaving a $250,000 job to go take a $70,000 a year job. They're leaving that job because they can go get a $500,000 a year job. Or they're going to go do something on their own that's going to be needed, where the $250,000 now to the company is going to be worth somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million. They're going to make you regret chasing them off. But leftists go, oh my gosh, they required us to we can no longer wear flip-flops. Oh my gosh, I gotta leave. And they're leaving these jobs in Silicon Valley. It must be nice, huh? It must be nice. Let me tell you something. I did work that I enjoyed. I won't say I loved it, but I did work that I enjoyed. When I was a management consultant, I didn't go to work with the idea of, oh my gosh, everybody's great. And my team, the leaders of my group, the management team, and I was a mid-level manager there. I thought they were incompetent. They were. They weren't impressive. But I didn't go there for them. I went there because I wanted to kick my competition's butt, and I made good money, and there were times I could have taken another job or whatever, and eventually I did. But when they, as long as they were leaving me alone, I was fine. It was when they came in and started getting into my knickers that I said, oh, I can say that word because I'm officially black. But anyway, when they were getting into my knickers, I'm going to say it again, that was when I said, okay, enough is enough. And I left, and I told them. I told the company, I go, you're never going to do another piece of business in this territory as long as I'm here. And as God is my witness, they never did. So, but I saw this article where these people are leaving good paying jobs, and the little snippet was like, because they're not getting their needs met. And it was like, seriously, it was so weird that it wasn't big stuff. It wasn't like companies unethical. You know, it was like, well, they wouldn't allow for, you know, pet insurance. And so, you know, how could I work for a company that wouldn't allow for us to have pet insurance, wouldn't provide pet insurance? I'm just going to go. Or they didn't like the philosophy of this, or well, we donated to whatever. You know, it was ridiculous. And again, I couldn't read the whole thing because I wasn't going to click it. I could only read the snippet. But what I read, I thought, this is the life we now live. This is the world that we are in. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we got tons to talk about. Netflix. If you got Netflix, you may definitely want to pay attention today because that you can unlock codes. I didn't know this. And I was dinking around with it over the weekend, and I think I actually got it to work. Netflix bugs me because you can only see certain movies, but they have a lot more in there. And they always serve up the same ones. So we have that for you. Feminist, there's a sex robot out there. Coming up. Yeah.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
It seems that the Lord, when he was making the world, he called man aside and he said, look, I'm going to give you 20 years of sex life. And man was horrified because he didn't think that was enough. He said, but the creator, he didn't budge. Then he called on the monkey and gave the monkey 20 years. The monkey said, I don't need 20 years. So man said, well, give me those other 10. The Lord said, all right then. Then the Lord called on the lion, gave him 20 years. The lion said, well, I don't need 20, just give me 10. So the man said, well, give me them other 10, Lord. The Lord said, well, okay then, you can have them. And then the Lord called on the donkey, gave him 20 years like he gave the rest of them. The donkey said, well, just give me 10, that'll be sufficient for me, Lord. I couldn't stand no more than 10. So the man said, well, give me them other 10. I'll take them. The man felt good. And this explains why that for 20 years, man has a normal sex life. Then he has 10 years of monkeying around, 10 years of lying about it, and 10 years of making an ass of himself.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The great Red Fox, the late great Red Fox. And, you know, he was born, his actual name was Sanford. That's how the show Sanford and Son came to be. And people didn't know that. Changed his name to Red Fox, two X's. Same as Jamie Fox, who's changed his name to that. Anyway, I saw this story. And all I could think was, watch out, feminist. And it was female robots. And they have these female robots. And I want to preface this, because I do this with these types of subjects, that it is a bit, it's not racy, because it is what it is. It's a true story about these, quote, sex robots. I don't know if you guys are hearing about this. If you Google it, you'll see what I'm talking about. They have sex robots. And man has been trying to make this sort of artificial companion for quite some time. And, you know, the joke, of course, is the blow-up doll. But it's gotten much more sophisticated. They have these nursemaid robots being made in Japan that, you know, hey, how are you today, Kevin? You look so handsome as you go off to work. I can't wait to see you when you return. And then you come in and the robot greets you and it says, hey, Kevin, I've missed you. I mean, it really, and I got to tell you, when you hear these robots and what they program them to say and stuff, it really, you're like, whoa, I mean, it's a very sensual voice, and they, you know, it's like, and they know you, this robot knows who you are, like, how was your day at work at the, you know, writing, you know, I bet you really wrote some amazing things, Kevin, were you on TV by chance, you know, you're like, hey, I'm starting to like this robot, and I mean, it's kind of like your GPS system, Kevin. Make that left turn. Sure. And by the way, what is your name? You sound so cute. So they're making these robots. And of course, the reality of these robots is getting better and better. I don't know if you guys saw, there's a Japanese guy. I forget his name. He has like 300 actuators in a face. And he's got college kids that work for him. And he's made a likeness of himself. And they've mimicked them and put it on the computer and programmed it in. And this thing, I mean, you know, it looks like the Terminator face, if you remember Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it really does, the movements are very close. And they got a long way to go. But I will tell you, given the amount of progress that's been made from when I was in engineering school and robots just kind of looked like the robot, you know, they took that zzz, 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 that step and they could, you know, turn on an axis, you know, like from and do the hand movements or whatever. But everything looked methodical. Let me tell you, these robots today, they bicycle, they run. I remember the toughest thing for us to do when I was in engineering school was to get a robot to run. It was like impossible. The microprocessors weren't fast enough. We didn't have the, you know, we couldn't program the gyros to keep it upright, because once it lifts, you'd be shocked at how many things your body does when you lift your leg, you know, just to take that step. So keeping that balance and all that was very difficult. So the technology is ridiculous. It really is. It makes me almost want to go back and do it all over again, because I have a true fascination with it. But anyway, that was the issue that we had at the time. And so now you're looking at all this artificial technology. Look at what you can do. With you know, like they put these suits on people and they mimic movement. I don't know if you've ever seen these martial art films that when they animate them and stuff like that, they get actual martial artists, they put these dots on them, then they track it on green screen, then they come in and overlay. It's crazy. Let me put it in terms you can probably truly understand. If you look at a video or you look at a meme, a graphical meme, you can almost not tell if it's fake or real. Look at Obama's birth certificate. That thing was faked. And I don't care where he was born. I'm just saying that particular document was faked. I'm convinced of it. But we see memes all the time, and people go, in fact, one of my friends was telling me this the other day. I saw this meme, and I go, that was fake, you know. You know that was fake. No, I didn't know. I think it was a Southwest Airlines. It was Melissa, actually. It wasn't a friend. So I'm sitting there, you know, looking at some of these things going, wow, I look at videos. And, you know, I watched a video of a dude. He's a punter. And that was a lady, old lady. And she punts a baby over the goalpost. And I'm not kidding you. When you see the thing doing it, you're like, oh! You know, you're shocked. It looks so real. So anyway, when I saw this thing that they're trying to develop a female sex robot, I was like, whoa, what are feminists going to do? I mean, if you have a robot who can make sexy time with you, okay, and has a voice that you can program in to be like, hey, how are you? You know, because I don't know how you are. I've met women that I'd go, I would be interested in her, but she talks like this or something. You're like, whoa, okay. You know, you're on the dating scene. It can be little quirky things. You can program your robot, your companion. And I was thinking, if this occurs, women, liberal women will be, they're going to be out of work. I mean, they will have nothing to do. There will be no reason to deal with a Hillary Clinton or a Joy Behar. Can you imagine what's going to happen? I'm just telling you, conservative men, we're not worried about it. We can get real women that are, and conservative women are stellar. Who would want a robot when you could have these gorgeous conservative women? They're smart. They got it all. You can overlook stuff with them because they've got the package, right? But you can't overlook stuff with a liberal woman. You better be, first, she don't want to work. She got a bad attitude. She's ugly. She ain't got no this. She got a flat booty. Whatever. Whatever your thing is, you have a reason for doing, you know, for saying, I don't want to be bothered with her. But as a, you know, but liberal men are going to go, I no longer have to put up with her nonsense. And, you know, it's the only thing they would look at is, do I want to have a child? And then you're going to watch surrogates. And they'll probably do robot surrogates at some point. I thought that, I'm telling you, if I were a feminist and I saw this story in the Telegraph, UK Telegraph, that said men are going to be using robots as companions for sex, I would be scared out of my gourd. You think the average, that a woman over 40 that's a liberal won't get married, you know, that she's more likely to get struck by lightning. You wait till these sex robots are pervasive. When they're out there and you can go get one at Walmart, liberal women will be growing old together, be a bunch of liberal lesbians is what I say is going to happen. I'm just speculating, but I feel very confident and I'm right. Anyway.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today is the first day that the United States slapped 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods. Chinese officials have retaliated with tariffs on U.S. goods such as soybean, seafood, SUVs, and crude oil. Congressman Chuck Fleischman of Tennessee says this whole matter is very concerning.
There's been a huge trade imbalance for quite some time. What's been going on in the past in terms of our trade deficit is not working. Having said that, Tennessee, my home state, has long been a beneficiary of free trade. So we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, we have to take each country on a country-by-country basis. The EU is different from China. China is different from Canada.
Tonight, the president and vice president will dine in New Jersey. Much of the conversation will probably revolve around who President Trump will nominate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy for the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Just talked about an 8-year-old drag queen. His name is Lactatia. He was asked by the drag queen male, the man, who was emceeing an event that this little kid was featured at. Is this your first time in drag? No. That's the world we live in, folks. 8-year-old kids are being put into adult situations and made to make adult decisions, lifelong decisions, before they even know who they really are. I understand this kid thinks he knows who he is. He grew up effeminate. Who knows? Single mom, being honest with you, probably molested by a boyfriend or an uncle or somebody. No, I was born this way. And you know what's funny? When you talk to gay people about these situations, they always pretend, I was born gay. And I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. It certainly is. Physiologically, men can be born effeminate or wonder. But I think that it probably has more to do with nurture versus nature. If you ask most of these gay guys, what was the situation? When did you know you were gay? When my mother's boyfriend had me playing with him, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. Okay, really. So it's like George Takei said he was at a camp or something, and a camp counselor molested him. And obviously sex is pleasure. I mean, I don't know whether gay sex would be or not, and we'll never know. I'll put it that way. But if that's your experience, as wrong as it may be, you may go, it's like doing drugs. You may go, man, cocaine is amazing. Yeah, it is, but it isn't really good for you. You know, there's a reason why nature has sort of an organizational process. It's got a process to it. I'm not knocking it. You can buck the system, but it generally doesn't end well. It's just the truth. Parents give kids good advice. Do they take it? No. What happens? It usually ends bad. They tell you, don't date that person. Don't go there. Don't do this. Something happens. Anyway, that's leftism in and of itself. Something happens. Good example is the Seattle gun tax. There's a gun and an ammo tax in Seattle. See, leftists try to fix problems by changing something that has nothing to do with the problem. So when they had a problem in Seattle with crime, they said, well, it's the guns. Here's what we need to do. Guns are the problem, so we'll tax guns and ammunition, and that will solve our problem. But guns were not the problem. Criminals, ergo leftists, are the problem. And obeying the law of unintended consequences, Seattle's gun tax, of course, backfired. Fox News reported it this way. Setback for Seattle's gun tax initiative as violence spikes. when the city of Seattle passed a tax on all sales of guns and ammunition. The measure was hailed as a way to defray the rising cost of gun violence. The rising cost of gun violence. Those guns, man, woo! Mean suckers. I mean, if there's so much gun violence, why isn't there more gun violence when gun shop owners close the store? You think the guns would just get in there and battle it out?
Oh, don't you mess with me, 357. You better shut up, 44 Magnum.
What about me? I'm a 32. Oh, you ain't even in the fight. Shut up. The AK-47's like, y'all fight it out when it's all said and done, then come over and talk to me. There's never a whole bunch of gunfights at a gun store when they close the doors. You want to know why? There's no liberals. There's no leftists. They said, but since the tax took effect, those costs have only risen as gun violence in the city has surged. Folks, we're talking about Seattle, Washington. Utopia. The place of the $15 minimum wage. You would think everybody's happy now. Why do people even need to be criminals when you can make $30,000 plus bucks a year at a low paying at a job that, you know, requires no skill? It beats doing. I mean, we're talking $15 an hour now. I've seen guys talk about, man, shoot, I got a raise from 9 to 9:37 to 12:16. Shoot, I'm living large. I actually heard a conversation. I don't remember the numbers, but I heard a conversation like that in a bank line. Two brothers, 30 years old. I'm talking about black folks, 30 years old, running into each other, talking about where you working, how you living. Dude says, I'm working with y'all. You left over there, man? Yeah, man, shoot. And I went from 9:37 to, you know, $12. You know, what? I mean, that's a big jump. I get why he left, but then old boy's like, dude, seriously, can you get me on over there? I'm like, wow, wow. These guys are, whew, you know. I'm glad they were talking about working, right? But come on, 30 years old and you're talking hourly wages and getting a few more pennies here and there? Yeah, the gun tax took effect. Violence rose in Seattle. It surged. And guess what? The tax didn't generate the kind of revenue that they thought it would. So the senior editor of thegunmag.com said, how much data do you need? The data says the law has failed to prevent what they promised it would prevent. The causes of gun violence are very complex, a pro-gun tax guy said. To say this one study is lacking because it hasn't solved the problem of gun violence in Seattle is frankly laughable. Well, I had a buddy. He chimed in on the discussion, Dave Perkins, and he says, you don't need to study to know that gun dealers and gangsters and repeat felons and other bad guys and cons don't buy guns at Bass Pro Shops. Further, you don't reduce gun violence by preventing law-abiding citizens from being able to defend themselves. You increase it. That's what this study shows. Lefty liars strike again. What's happened is what Seattle wanted. They want gun shops closed and out of town. That's what they were trying to get. It's the first step to saying it's a gun-free zone. So, they don't really care about actual gun crime. And you can tell because leftists use the term gun violence instead of an ambiguous term which includes all use of firearms, including legitimate self-defense, which, by the way, is what they actually want to stop. They call it gun violence. So the bottom line, it's hard for the government to control your life when you're able to conduct an uprising against the government anytime you want if you believe it's controlling too much of your life. Now you're going, Kevin, where are you going with this? I'm going with this to what they really want to get to. So Dave goes on, he says, for example, in Russia, post-USSR, citizens are now allowed to have pistols, shotguns, etc. The only guns that are still banned? Rifles. The guns needed most to fight the government. Rifles. They reveal in their laws what is their real fear. And the same is true in America. And Dave goes on to say this. Remember how hard the left has fought against assault rifles, even though they're almost never used in gun crimes? If they wanted to reduce gun violence, they'd go right at pistols. But they don't. Lefty cities, he says, are actually kind of pitiful, trying things like taxation to stifle gun sales. And even in leftist utopia of Seattle, they can't ban firearms or implement a lockup law, you know, where you bring them all to one location and lock them in some sort of a government-sponsored thing, and the government says, oh, there's an insurrection, we'll give the key. He says, because these tactics would be so unpopular that nobody would allow for it. But the story does offer an example of what happens when leftists get their way. So imagine a nation with vastly reduced gun sales, vastly fewer armed citizens. The crime wave unleashed might be, in terms of value robbed and people shot, the largest increase in the history of the world in crime. The largest increase in crime. A nation turned into the South Side of Chicago. So what we have here, folks, is Seattle wants to do a study that was, I think they said was going to cost $500,000 to understand the impact of what this legislation would mean if they've taxed gun and ammo sales. And they can't even pay for the study. They won't even tell you how much money they raised because it's not enough to pay for the study. Now, if you think these leftists learned their lesson, because now they've got an unsafe Seattle, they've got more crime in Seattle, and they couldn't pay for their study, and they obviously know what the outcome is, think again. They don't care. They should be forced to repeal this law immediately. There is nothing ambiguous about the Second Amendment. You cannot infringe upon my ability to buy firearms. And quite frankly, by taxing guns and taxing ammo even more, they're taxing the poor. They're hurting the poor. These are the people who live in crime-infested neighborhoods. Why do we never talk about this? Why are we not dealing with these problems from a leftist point of view? For the life of me, I never know why we don't fight the right way.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's the truth. The Democratic Party has a toxic brand, one that is worse than Donald Trump's in many parts of the country. Explain, sir.
Well, it happens to be true. We all have a lot of anger towards what Donald Trump is doing, but we've had four special elections and Donald Trump 4, Democrats 0.
So how do you then reconcile the 36% approval rating and still winning the special elections?
Well, you know, everything's in contrast to who you're running against. And that's why I say I don't think people in the Beltway are realizing just how toxic the Democratic Party brand is in so many of the countries. This is a party that many of us grew up hearing. This is the party for the working class. And we've gotten away from that economic message about how do we help working class people, white, black, brown, gay, straight, people who work for a living, people who take a shower after work. That used to be the bread and butter, the backbone of the Democratic Party. And we're losing those people in droves. And when you see us losing them in these special elections,
how did you lose them?
Well, the brand's just bad. I mean, you know, you look at a guy like Ossoff, the kid's, I thought he was a terrific candidate. The energy on the ground in our party is amazing. The resist movement, the indivisible groups, the swing left, all of these other groups are doing a terrific job, but they're not only fighting the Republican candidates, they're also fighting the Democratic brand, and that's a tough thing to overcome for a lot of candidates.
Wow. Just wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is so much to discuss there. Let me start here because it's the first thing that hit my head. Did you get a load of all of the groups that he was talking about? Before we do that, let me tell people who we are. Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to call, 844-551-8255. He mentioned resist. I don't even know. How many groups are there that fight against us? You know, so Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Resist, Acorn, whatever. They have new things that pop up all the time. All the time. How effective are they? You got this little group out there, Tea Party Community, run by moi. And we do more. In a daily basis, they have tried to kill the Tea Party brand. And you know what's happened? They've killed the Democrats. They've killed progressivism. It's dying. Folks, you may think that progressive and Democrat, that stuff is... Look at what happens once you name it. Oh, we've got Occupy Wall Street. It's a grassroots movement. Nancy Pelosi, everybody, they got behind that movement. Like, it was amazing. It was the next best thing. Finally, they had their thing. Where is it? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has to practically scare people to come out. They have to intimidate them. And when they do, they tell white people, we don't need you. White leftists. There's so much infighting within their own circles, they can't get anything done. Look at the people that he gave credit to, folks. Do we need to play that back? I mean, I'd kind of like to hear it. Get that clip. Just that little piece where he talks about, oh, we got all these people. The ground support was so good. The ground support was so good for Ossoff that he lost after spending $31 million. They could have probably paid everybody that really helped Ossoff thousands of dollars. And he still lost. The ground support of what?
The energy on the ground in our party is amazing. The resist movement, the indivisible groups, the swing left.
He kind of ran out after that. I had never heard of the indivisible groups, the swing left, the resistance movement, etc. Name me one right movement that you would the resist movement. Name me one. I don't even know of any. I don't know of any that existed in the time of Obama. I'm sure there were, but I don't know them. And I certainly couldn't have named you three. I know of the Tea Party movement. That's it. Okay. There's 9/12. There's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all Tea Party. That's what it was. And it was all based in a common theme. I know there were those that went, we don't take social issues and we don't do that. It was the Tea Party. That's it. That's the only movement we have. It's the only movement we still have. And Jenny Beth Martin may position herself as being the leader of the Tea Party, but I promise you in 2 years you won't even remember who that chick is. You'll be talking to the Tea Party. You're listening to the Tea Party leader. That's me. Because I don't like what she's doing. She's doing nothing for this brand. The Democrats are imploding, and the Tea Party needs to take advantage of that, and we will be. Tea Party community will, anyway. So, you know, but look at all these things that these guys have, and they can't get anything to stick. Movement on top of movement. And I love that this guy says, we had an amazing grassroots movement. Show me where it existed. If it was going to manifest itself, you had Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, I mean, in a presidential election, supposedly rock stars, and they couldn't get Hillary Clinton over the, they couldn't drag her big fat butt over the finish line if it saved their, if it was to save their own lives. They got Jay-Z, Katy Perry, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen. They threw everything at Donald Trump, and this so-called grassroots movement of the left brought nothing. And the only thing it brought to Ossoff's campaign and these other special elections is a bunch of money. You better know they paid leftists out the wazoo to get this kid elected, who wasn't even worth spending time on. So Tim Ryan, he's sounding the alarm bell. He's saying, look, guys, Donald Trump is popular in other areas, and you're being misguided. You don't have a message. He's not. He's sounding the alarm bell, and he's not, because he's not telling them why. See, we alluded to it earlier when we played an earlier clip where Tucker Carlson's asking this guy, whatever his name is, Asamundo or something. They're asking this Mexican dude, do you think Nancy Pelosi's out of touch? They go, no. They are out of touch. Leftism by its nature is out of touch. You want to know why? It concentrates people in these cities. It tells them how to think. It says, this is the way it is. But you know what these people in these cities have? They've got everything wrong facing them every single day. They have the worst neighborhoods, the worst schools, the highest crime, the least amount of opportunity, and on, highest standard of living. They have to have hustles. They have to be getting over on people. That's what they have. It is dog eat dog in the cities, and it gets worse every year. And you get out beyond that, and you have civilization. And every now and then, these people break away from those cities and they find out life is so amazing outside of those cities. Just what you, the thing that warms your heart. I was telling a friend of mine, was looking at houses, and I told him, I said, when I drive through certain neighborhoods, we were joking because I said, you know, I drove in that neighborhood, my blood pressure went down, and he started laughing. And I went, what are you laughing at? He goes, I'm just laughing because you said your blood pressure went down. I said, I swear it did. There are neighborhoods you drive through, and there's a peacefulness to it. And don't misunderstand me. So I have a friend, he lives on a place called Fairview. And these are, in Texas, these are $2 million homes. That's a lot of home in Texas. The minute you enter this subdivision, your blood pressure drops. I'm not lying to you. You start seeing greenery, manicured, beautiful lawns. You know, your blood pressure drops as you're meandering your way through this beautiful neighborhood with these big streets and parks and green belts and little rivers and stuff like that. You know, I don't know, you know, little brooks, streams, things like that. As you peer around and go to his house, your blood pressure just because you go, wow. How good it feels just to find some peace and tranquility. Now, let me tell you something. The Democrats, they create none of that. They tell you your air is dirty, your water is dirty, you got lead in the water, lead in the playgrounds of your kids' school, you got, what do they call it, electrical wires overboard are giving people cancer and blood and clusters and all this. It's doom and gloom. And the minute you get outside of that, your blood pressure drops down. Go to a little town. You'll see what I'm talking about. The minute you hit it, you go, wow, this is cool. This is cool. The hustle and bustle of the big city goes away, and that's what they're missing. They think they're missing some, you know, to go to Chuck Schumer, a bold economic, you know, common sense economic plan. No, you're missing, you're so out of touch. You don't even know what represents America anymore. They think living in the city with all of those, believe me, there's some good things that happen in the city. You want to go see a show, but it's not America. And don't fool yourself into believing it. Paris does not represent the French. I promise you that.
He won't won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.